The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's a cool and breezy morning today. Don't you just love the weather? I'm loving it. Hello, good mornings, and welcome to another interesting retirement episode of Stocks Watch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Let's do a quick market update of transactions at the Nigerian equity market yesterday before we talk about retirement. Transactions on the floor of the Nigerian exchange on Wednesday closed on a positive note as the all-share index appreciated by 0.01% to close at 48,571.75 points from the previous close of 48,568.57 points. Investors gained 2 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.01% to close at 26.186 trillion naira from the previous close of 26.184 trillion naira. An aggregate of 246.7 million units of shares were traded in 5,093 deals valued at 2.32 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 13 equities emerged as gainers against 23 equities that declined in their share prices. Academy Press led the gainers with 9.92% growth, closing at 1 naira 33 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 21 kobo. Wema Bank, Cadbury, and UPDC, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.88%, 9.68%, and 9.09%, respectively. Ikeja Hotel led other price decliners as it shed 9.68% of the share price to close at 1 naira 40 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 55 kobo. Livestock Field and Consolidated Allmark Insurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.50% and 9.38%, respectively. I'll go on a quick break now. Our guest is here, and you get to meet her when I return. Don't go anywhere.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC. African Alliance. Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces. With our children education plan, and the money appreciation plan. Our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC. With you for
welcome back, and thank you for staying with us. Hello, good morning, Mike. It's a pleasure having you here this morning.
Good morning.
All right, ma'am. Our audience would like to meet you.
I am Mrs. M.I.E. Imalashunyaka. My father is.
All right, ma'am. Your days in active employment, how was it like? Starting from the very first place you worked till the last, to the day you left employment.
I thank God my working years were full of both sweet and bitter experiences. But I want to thank God that I really wanted to be a teacher right from the secondary school days. And the Lord granted it to me. I enjoy teaching. And I love every bit of teaching life. Started teaching in the Old West. In the early 70s, Old West. In that Old West, I was posted to Kenya Grammar School in my Abeokuta. That was in July 1970. So in 1989, June, I was transferred to Bethlehem Grammar School in Agege, where I spent, as a principal, where I spent the greater part of my heading schools. I was transferred there June 1989, and I was there till January 2003. So by God's grace, about 15 sets of students passed through my hands as my students. And I thank God that today, many of them are doing well. many of them are doing well in their areas of specialization. Many of them are doing well. And while in Wetland Grammar School, the Lord helped us because it was a very big school. Very big school. Then we had over 80 teachers. One thing that helped me is that God has given me that talent to recognize faces, easily. So when a teacher came and introduced himself or herself, one initial and his surname stick in my head. And then as many as the children were, I knew many of them. So it was difficult for them, for the children to misbehave. Even teachers, they say, "That mama, she doesn't forget names, so you better behave yourself." Can I give an instance? There was a teacher that was transferred from Ikeja to Wetland Grammar School. He reported, he was in his staff room, and it was always my habit when a teacher was transferred like that, after coming to my office, after 2 or 3 weeks, I would go and meet him or her in the staff room to ask, "How are you acclimatizing, Mr. Adagbaja?" So they say, as soon as I left, the teacher said, "Me, I can't stay in this school. I was there just 3 weeks, and Mama has already known my name and my initial. Because me, Imangbofeo, that is, he will leave school, you know, when he's not supposed to leave school." And you know, that teacher went back to Ikeja. That was how he went back to Ikeja. But I want to thank God that majority of our teachers in Bethland Grammar School, they were dedicated and they had fear of God. Up till today, that crop of teachers, we are still together. We started our cooperative there. The cooperative is still there. Up till today, in fact, thank God for technology, we now have a platform of old Wetlanders. And we communicate. When anyone rejoices, we rejoice. When anyone is bereaved, we go there and mourn with him or her. So I was transferred. As at that 2003, I had just 2 more years in the service. So people are asking, "Mama, tell them to leave you here so that you spend the last week." I said, "I don't ask for posting. Anywhere they post me to, I go. I don't ask questions because I know God had a purpose for me there." So I said, "I'm not going to ask anybody to let me. It's time. The cloud has shifted. It's time for me to move." So I was transferred to Abeson High School. Then they split schools. We now have junior and second and senior. I was transferred to senior Abeson Secondary School in the Abeson Housing Estate. So that was where I spent my last 2 years.
All right, my time is really against us. What year did you retire?
I retired May 2005.
Like, how old were you when you retired, ma?
When I retired, I was 58.
Oh, you were not 60 yet, but you had already spent 5 years in service.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, ma. So at what point in your career did you start making plans for your days in retirement? Because you know definitely you were going to retire one day.
Yes.
So at what point did you start making that plan for your days when you won't have to wake up to go to work again, what you were going to be doing after you retire?
My last 10 years, I started, all along I've been doing this, although we are not supposed to do PP, but all along I've started my Ashoke business. That was what my mother did in Ibadan before she passed on. So I started learning from her. And in the last 10 years of my service, I began making Ashoke, making for weddings, making for burial, making for all sorts of occasions. And up to today, I still make Ashoke for people.
All right, so making Ashoke is your major source of income in retirement. Or do you have other sources of income in retirement?
And I run a small shop at home of Karakata, small things.
Betty Trading,
thank you.
Oh, okay, ma. All right, ma. So far, how has life been in retirement for you, ma?
Thank God, though, it's been sweet. They say rest is sweet after labor. Indeed, it is sweet, particularly in Lagos State. If God helps you to succeed as a principal in Lagos State, you deserve all the rest. Because during our working years, you are always on our toes. Message will come. Then that time, there was no phone, no Android.
message may come in maybe at about 10 minutes to 2 when you are supposed to be leaving, and you have to submit. We call it ongbono feli feli, on or before. But I thank God that the Lord has given me the grace to rest. By God's grace, this is my 17th year of retirement, and I don't have any regrets. I have time to read the Bible. I find time to worship God. I find time to serve God. And I thank God. I find time to also serve humanity, because we have a small, we call it widow's mite, a small, what do we call it now? You know, helping less privileged, helping widows, helping the poor. We have learned that from our Papa, Bishop Oyedepo, that giving is living. You assist. And the Word of God confirms that whoever helps the needy in his time of need, when he calls on God, he will answer. And it's been working. It's been working in my life. I want to appreciate God for that.
All right, Ma. So is there anything you wish you can change about your life in retirement? Or you are enjoying every aspect of your retirement?
I'm enjoying every aspect of my retirement too. In fact, if it is true that people come back to life, if I come back, I still want to be a teacher.
The Ashoka business you did that you've been doing so far in retirement, would you advise others? Is it a stable source of income for you? Is it something you can advise other retirees to like venture into?
Yes, I will advise any other retiree to start it. Although now with things so high, it's the same thing with Ashoka business. The thread that we use has gone haywire. Very, very expensive. Almost 4 times what a small cone of thread used to be. So at that time, we didn't need much money to start with. But now, it is when we need more money to start Ashoka business. But it's a good business. As long as you have clients, you will go on. Although nowadays, it is well. Because of the situation of the country, things are so high, people don't really pay cash as well as such.
All right, man. So, what are your advice to those who are currently in employment and you need to plan for their days in retirement? You started planning 10 years before you retired. Yes. So, you already had the business in place and you had something to fall back on after you retired. So, a word of advice to those who are currently in employment and they need to plan towards their days in retirement so people can enjoy retirement the way you are enjoying it?
The advice I will give is that let them give a certain time at which they will start something while still in service. And things are better now. At our own time, no government gave us any advice. In fact, they give them seminars that, start something. So 12, 10 years to your retirement, start something so that you don't lack. Thank God for Lagos State, and we appreciate the governor. He had never defaulted in paying. In fact, Lagos State is the only state that is not owing pensioners. I'm talking of secondary school teachers. He has never owed us. As soon as he paid those on duty on service now, he paid our pension. So we thank God for him. He's doing that for us. Our pension is regular. But one needs something to add to it, like doing some business, along with it, so that you don't lack the necessary things of life.
All right. Thank you, Ma, for your time on the program this morning.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, that's it on the retirement episode today. Even though it's good to start planning almost immediately you get employed, 10 years before retirement is also not a bad time to start. If you make wise investment choices, I'm very sure you definitely enjoy your retirement the way our guest on the program this morning, Mrs. Shonola, is enjoying us. Please send in your questions for our question and answer episode tomorrow to 0703-134-1703. Let me take that again. 0703-134-1703. Or you can drop your questions on our Telegram and WhatsApp platform respectively. I will definitely be coming your way again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Ruth Ibikunle, do have a great Thursday. Bye for now.